What is happening, everybody? Welcome back to the final bathhouse of 2023. What a year it has been. Joining us here today to avenge his honor, because you were shit-talking him last week.
That's not why I'm here.
Then you said, you go, I have to come on to avenge my honor.
Shut the fuck up.
Left for everybody. About? No, I don't know.
Let me pull up the chat.
And we got Gio Perez. And we have one spot that will be filled shortly by an unnamed guest. We're leaving it open. So, and someone's already calling. So, all right, let's get to the calls. Hello. Thanks for calling the bathhouse.
Please let that be my call.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. Please turn your speakers down in the back. You're on the bathhouse.
I got it. Okay. Thank you. I have a question about my friend.
Okay.
Well, he lost his legs in an accident a couple years back, and how can we help him, you know, find a girl?
Is your friend Lieutenant Dan? You know,
does your friend have diabetes?
No. His name is Crackpot Whisper from the RLC.
Oh.
But, I mean, he's a real person. This isn't a joke.
Oh.
So he's handicapped.
We need to find him a lady.
How funny he is, like, my friend lost his legs.
Exactly.
Like, how
you guys are smart.
So
I want to say I love Lev and Gio and you.
Yeah.
So you guys are all smart. So how can we help him?
So in Forrest Gump, they get Lieutenant Dan a prostitute, I believe, is what they tried.
Didn't he get himself a prostitute?
I can't remember what happened.
I think he was trying to get.
Is this buzzy for you guys?
Or yeah. Just me?
It's really buzzy, Johnny. But I don't know if it's buzzy for everybody else.
A little bit.
Okay. As long as it's not coming through for everybody else, I can deal with this. What's this?
So practically, we should just get him a prostitute.
I think you get him a prostitute just to get him his sea legs.
Yeah,
it's maybe not the
he
right.
He can't see legs. He doesn't have legs.
But he doesn't have legs.
How did he lose his legs?
He was at one of those awful comedy shows. He cut his own legs off.
I think he got hit by a truck, and they couldn't save the legs, so they just removed them.
There was a comic at Skankfest who had from like the knees down.
Is him probably.
Yeah, it's all dude, right?
Yeah. It's all metal. Well, he's wearing heels, so how do you count it? But he's all metal from the waist down, and he did the naked roast. And I'm sitting there with Tommy Pope after, and Tommy just so clearly didn't know how to talk to a disabled guy that. So the guy comes up to talk to us. I go, Tommy, you don't recognize this guy? He just did the naked roast. And Tommy looks at this guy and goes, you were up there in your little boots.
Is this the same guy we're talking about?
He did it last year. He has the smallest penis I've ever seen for a guy who's like 6'4 and 250 pounds.
When it rains, it pours. Me and Danny might be able to sway you a little bit on that.
Combined. I don't know. I don't know how you... I don't want
to... If my friend...
That's advice I don't think I can give. How do you get girls when you're disabled?
If my friend had no legs, I'd get him all funny gifts. Like, I'd be like, a scooter! Just all shit he couldn't use. Like,
here's a kick it.
Kick it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Is he on any dating apps?
He can still eat pussy. Get him a...
He's in the RLC. That's a dating app, right?
No.
There are chicks in there.
Really?
Yeah.
They are, but...
They're chicks. There's
how big are they?
There's about 10,000 pounds worth of women in the RLC. And
it's just four women.
I don't... That's a tough one. I mean, I guess you try the apps, but that's...
There's got to be
I have an idea. Stolen Valor. Is he willing to steal some Valor?
Throw a little army jacket on?
Yeah.
Like pretend he's a veteran?
Pretend he's a veteran, yeah. Honestly, you're probably not going to get that many questions about it. Just the no legs and maybe like a Vietnam hat. And probably... Vietnam?
He should wear a what?
Vietnamese?
Vietnam.
You know, it'd be so funny if he's on a date, like dressed as a full soldier and shit. And she's like, so how'd you lose your legs? And he's like... Oh, I don't want to talk about it. It's in the Gulf War. And she goes, really? Because this dash cam footage I found on YouTube clearly shows you drunkenly stumbling.
Yeah. Retard gets hit by truck is what it's called.
Didn't know they had trucks during the Gulf War.
Yeah, that's my only advice is steal some Valor.
That could help. There's got to be a disabled dating app. Gio, how do you date?
Have you guys ever played at Joe in Tennessee?
I have not. No, I played Nashville. I played Nashville.
I've done Zanies. Yeah, it was Nashville. Yeah.
Lev, did you notice, were there any prostitutes there?
No.
You're right.
Nashville must have prostitutes. Everywhere has prostitutes.
Everywhere
has
prostitutes.
The oldest profession.
Yeah. They're just probably harder to find in those smaller towns.
Nah, they're just they're where they are everywhere else. They don't street walk.
There's
anywhere.
Bad fathers everywhere, boys. Deep.
Deep.
Can I tell you guys a really funny story?
Yeah.
I was just upstairs and I was sitting with Rich Voss and like just to fuck with him, I was like, Rich, how's the old Costco membership? And totally seriously, he goes, I want to keep it and my wife wants to cancel it. I just thought, like, this is what old people talk about.
Yeah, man.
He just immediately was like, it's been on my mind.
Yeah, this is you've never had a Costco membership.
No, are you kidding?
Dude,
I'm banned from that
place.
If
you ever get a Costco membership, I'm telling you, you will never want to relinquish that.
10 lap bands on me.
One of the saddest things about me moving to America was that I had to give up my Costco membership.
Really? We had BJ's.
I used to go all the time.
Have you ever been to a BJ's?
Yeah, we got those in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Really?
Same thing, kind of.
Yeah.
Costco's better, though. Costco's the goat, no cap.
Yeah, Costco is nice.
Okay. Well, anyways, good luck with your handicap, friend. You guys, just so you remember.
That would make sense if that guy does have no legs, because I have noticed him to be a mean one in the chats.
You know who that is?
Yeah, I recognize the name.
Oh, okay.
So that would make sense.
Yeah, the less legs you have,
if you have no
legs,
you can be mean.
Yeah.
You just sit home all day.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is Eddie Graham from Pennsylvania, the submarine guy that called in one time.
Oh, no way. What's up? You were the Ohio submarines, right? And then I was like, why is there submarines in Ohio?
Yeah, the Ohio class. Yeah, Ohio class submarines.
Do you guys know what Ohio class submarines are?
Nope.
No.
They're the nukes. They're the ones with the nukes on them.
Yeah, they're ballistic missile submarines.
Oh, cool. All right.
Why are they called Ohio class?
It's just what they name all the ballistic missile class submarines after a state. So, and Ohio was the first one that got laid.
Oh, okay.
What are the other states?
Hey, Lev, love you, man. I've been watching your Elden Ring streams and shit, man.
Hey.
It's been fun watching you nerd out with it and shit.
Hell yeah, dude. Thanks so much, man. That's awesome. What's your name in the chat?
Eddie Grimm.
Nice. Eddie Grimm. Fuck yeah, dude. I appreciate you, man. Thanks for supporting.
Shout out, Eddie.
Yeah, he's like, I love the Elden Ring streams, but those live shows. Just keep waiting for it.
I love when we play video games live.
I'm loving these video game streams. I never thought I would enjoy doing this.
Well, I mean, you play video games. You're a funny person.
Yeah.
You just have to turn on the fucking switch.
Yeah, it's great, dude. Like, I don't usually watch, like, video game shit, but, like, it's been fun because you, like, joke around and, like, it's been fun, like, watching and learn these fucking...
Here's the key. You play games, dude. And then 15 minutes later, you just say something in a Chinese accent. And then that's it. Yeah, we got a cool thing going on over there. Thank you, dude. I appreciate you, man. Did you have a question today?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Question, no. But, like, you guys ever interact with, like, the Amish or Mennonite at all?
When I was...
You had a lot of Mennonite, didn't you?
Mennonite, men in the morning.
Come on, gay.
Get the hell out of here. When I was actually in eighth grade, or as we say in Canada, grade 8.
Yes.
Because we're not a serious country. We went to Hershey, Pennsylvania, and we went and hung out with some of the Mennonites.
Oh, no shit.
I did a
I had sex with one Hershey.
Really? Really?
No.
I did a college gig in Hershey one time. This chick was like, hey, we have like a college scene here that like really love you. Would you play our like university theater? And I was like, yeah, of course. So they paid me like, I don't know, $700 to go out there. And like, I get there and I'm like, this college seems a little dead. I'm like, there's no one in the halls. Nothing's going on. I'm going to the auditorium. It's completely empty. So I'm like, they haven't started seating yet. And I get to the person running it. She's like, hey, it was me that booked you. Like, we forgot to put up posters.
Ooh.
I did the whole show to her parents, and like some other theater kid.
Did she want
to
smash, you think? Is that what's
I don't know.
Elaborate.
She wanted to smash my ego. I did four people in an auditorium.
And God damn.
It was fucking.
People don't understand the humiliations that you must endure to be a comedian.
Jesus, yeah.
Because this stuff is, every comedian has a story like this where you're like, yeah, they just.
Wasn't the worst show I've ever done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Probably wasn't even the top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, not even top 10.
Did you see in Hershey the Hershey Kiss lampposts?
No.
They're lamps.
Oh, yeah. I've seen all that stuff, yeah.
See that,
Hershey Kisses. I'm surprised you didn't eat them.
I live pretty close to Hershey.
12 lampposts have chewing marks on them.
He just gets electrocuted trying to peel the foil off.
But yeah, I went to Hershey and when I was probably 12. Never go back.
Yeah, I'm really bad about whenever I go somewhere on the road, I don't explore at all. I just go to the venue and then back to the hotel, and that's it.
Yeah,
I stay in the room.
Yeah,
I was bringing up the Mennonites and the Amish because like they started importing a bunch of like Ukrainian female refugees over here. So like we have like a bunch of like blonde haired, blue eyes women. Yeah, just running around town. So I've been going to the Mennonite church.
Why are you worried about the Mennonites though?
Not there, dude.
I think they're fair game for everyone.
What's that?
Dude, Ukrainian women are so fucking hot.
Jeez. Yeah.
I mean, bombshells.
It's unbelievable, dude. It's like all these fat troglodytes that have been around that you are like usually around here.
These women are probably very easy to impress. In terms of like, are you single? No, the ones who are like from a war torn, like you know, they're escaping war currently, and they would love nothing more than to marry an American and get a fucking citizenship here. Yeah.
I can just imagine how the men talk to them out there. They probably get talked to like how they're supposed to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But the problem is a lot of those Eastern European chicks, that gold digging culture has really jumped in, so they're like smart about it now. They're like trying to find the right white dude to be married to for two or 3 years, take half his shit and fuck off.
Yeah, you gotta worry about that shit.
Yeah.
That's why you hide your assets.
Maybe plant drugs on them. I hope you guys have a good night.
All right,
thanks for calling in, dude.
Peace.
Maybe plant drugs on them. Shout out to BSO. Love you guys long. Love Boys Cast, OTG, and Lev for show.
Hell yeah.
A little something for everybody. Buzzing is so annoying. It's not that bad, actually. We don't have any idea what it is. I feel like we can fix it. What's that?
It's the cable.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get a new cable. It's my fault. It's just like I need to get a new cable. Hello. Thanks for calling the bathhouse. It's my fault.
I feel like we can
fix it.
Hi. Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
Y'all here?
Yeah.
Y'all hear me?
Yep.
It's the man.
Another RLC member.
What is your YouTube username?
Slav.
Runaway Slav. Okay.
What a runaway.
It's always scary to ask RLC people that. Like, what's your YouTube username? It's like, it's a Black People Shouldn't Vote 38.
Bring Back Slavery 14.
You changed it. It's actually Slave.
Both of those things are not such bad ideas.
They all end in 1488. Every RLC member, they go, you're 1488 too, huh?
What's up, buddy? They're like, that was a great year.
What's up, dude?
Danny, how far along are you with your citizenship progress?
We need
0%.
We need better demographics.
0%, but I will. I think they'll let me vote municipally.
You're not a citizen
of Canada.
He's an immigrant.
An immigrant.
My friend's a fucking foreigner.
I'm a foreigner.
Oh my god,
it's weird because I'm like a foreigner. Where you're like, are you? But I am. Yeah.
Try to keep a tight circle, and then you find out your friend's a Mexican.
Are you on green card or resident?
No, I just have a visa.
Are you on green card or U.S. resident status?
U.S. resident status. O-1 visa.
Right. Well, I'd be so sad.
Extraordinary alien.
I'd be so sad if we lost you, dude. You're
Canada.
You're a good American.
I mean,
Danny, don't use that A word for you and myself. Aliens know who they are. They're the ones who don't go through the system correctly. You're an immigrant.
I'm considered an alien, though.
I literally
have a thing called an A number, and the A stands for
wait
alien.
Till you see him in person before you make this judgment.
See how long his goddamn fingers are.
I mean, it's weird because it's like the real aliens, you know, they don't look like you or I, but, you know, they're getting fast-tracked on citizenship, but...
I don't know if they're getting fast tracked on citizenship. I think they're just exploiting a loophole in the current immigration system, which good on them. That's, you know, it's not their fault for exploiting it. It's the lawmakers who are not passing the proper laws.
Yeah, because they pay like
everyone's always been.
everyone's been saying, oh, they're just trying to get more voters and voters and just trying to make them vote like next year, which is like,
I don't buy that. Honestly, that is the thing that everybody says. They go,
what they are trying to do, it's not for the votes. It's for counting population.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow. Even though we don't do the census, but our population is higher, we need more congressional representatives.
Come sit in for a bit. Okay, that's all we want from you. We don't even want more than 5 minutes from you.
Come do a guest spot.
Come do a guest spot.
Oh, shit.
You can come this way, because Aaron's got to come in anyways. Let's slide in.
No.
Oh, he wants it.
I'm not a slider.
Unless it has cheese on it.
Get in there.
Grab that mic right there.
Oh, God. Derek shows up and instantly is just so gay.
I heard you're fat. You rubbed it
also,
against your belly.
Now yous can't leave.
Yeah. Now yous can't leave. Derek Drescher, everybody, welcome to the show.
You're talking about immigrants.
We're talking about immigrants.
That's my favorite fucking topic.
Yeah, you're a big build the wall guy, huh?
I mean,
dude, this city today, actually, Eric Adams is now saying, he goes, you're about to start seeing, he goes, we've been hiding how bad this shit is from you and we can't hide it anymore. And you're going to start seeing how bad all these refugees are.
I am fucking look out in the kitchen. They're all over the place. It's insane.
I thought he said, I'm so excited and I just can't hide it.
I'm so excited.
I'm about to lose control and I think I like
He's
it.
So excited that they're cutting back a third of police officers.
Really?
They should start making the immigrants be police officers. That would be perfect.
That's a good idea.
Let them go on there to the gang.
Yeah, they're
areas.
Out loitering anyways.
Yeah.
Put them to work.
Give them a baton that they can flip.
It almost seems like the U.S. government and immigration is spitting in Danny's face. He already knows English. These multi-celled organisms coming in, they don't even want to learn English.
Well, right? They will. They will learn English. I mean, I will say, this country is built on the backs of people who want to come here.
What has happened to you, man?
I'm not from here. You understand that I'm not
building
American.
The railroads.
Let me tell you something. If it wasn't for our forefathers in this country, there'd be fucking Indians running around shooting bows and arrows into people.
Yeah,
all right?
We wouldn't be here and there wouldn't be anything.
You know why they had the Chinese build the railroads? It's the only thing they can drive safely.
It's hard to crash. I keep getting this instinct to crash, but all I can do is slow down.
The Chinese folks, come on, what are we talking about?
It's very racist.
I wish you could still use Chinese slurs, you know?
Like what? You can. They're literally the main one is part of our language.
Which one?
Chink.
Oh!
It's an actual part of the English
you're
language.
You're going to be famous.
In the armor.
No, in the armor. That's yeah. It's crazy. Because
You well, can't so say it. That's like
that
the
was so sound
spick.
It would make.
Yeah, that's the yellow N-word.
Spick and span. It would go, there's a product yeah, called spick and span.
Spick and span. That's spick my... Span. John Leguizamo has a special
yeah. Oh,
called spick and...
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. We already... It's not that. You
this
called
is like
it
a
that.
Big, it's a big point of contention.
It's that Mandela effect.
Oh, it's Mandela effect?
Yeah, it's not called
I'm like, it's called spick and span.
What's it called?
It's not called spick and span.
It's called but my I mean, life. I, as John and Derek got spick and span from me.
Since we're speaking of other kindly people, I would like to wish you guys a second night of Kwanzaa.
Thank you.
Because that somehow is a legitimate
people?
Thing.
Finally.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Thank you.
About time some representation for us.
Hanukkah knockoff.
It is a Hanukkah knockoff.
Yeah, they have seven. Yeah, they have seven candles
wasn't
instead of eight.
It wasn't invented by like the government.
It was pushed by the CIA. It was invented by this guy who was this like Black Panther dude in the 60s, and then they like put the CIA.
Oh, Huey.
No, Huey.
I thought Kwanzaa was the day after Thanksgiving.
That's Black Friday.
Cool. Oh, what's the difference?
Kwanzaa's Black Thursday.
The old counterpunch, folks.
No sales.
No sales.
The sales are the difference.
I heard the sales aren't even that good of a deal anymore.
That's true.
It's not. It's like 30% off. Yeah.
Dude, in Canada, you guys don't know about the Canadians know. We have this thing called Boxing Day.
I heard about
Boxing Day.
What
do you do for Boxing Day?
December 26th used to be, when I was a child, a magical day. Okay, literally everything that like you could buy on
the whole
Boxing
family
Day
came into the living
was
room
was 90% off.
Ate on mom's box. Really brought that us close amazing. To
the telling
together.
You everything I was the craziest deals that you could comprehend.
Really?
And then the internet ruined it. But you'd have to go fight people at like a Best Buy or this thing called Future Shop.
So you're literally boxing.
We had a store called Future Shop.
Okay.
And then Best Buy bought it. And you'd fight people for like a DVD player.
We had Circuit City where I grew up. You guys ever heard of
Circuit
City?
Yeah, they still have Circuit City.
I loved Circuit City.
There's like three left in the whole country.
PC Richards was the two.
PC Richards is the biggest piece of shit store in the fucking world.
PC shit.
It's like PC Richards is like the DMV of electronic sales. It's like everybody in there is fucking pissed.
I just know them from the Yankees games.
Oh, it's so horrendous.
Yeah, they still exist. There's like two of them in Long Island.
They sponsor the Yankees.
Yeah, yeah.
Like this, they must spend fucking $10 million a year.
Yeah, but you know, they also sell like paper like to like print shit out on. So, okay. Yeah.
People need that?
Yeah, like a lot of those places do.
Like WB Mason.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyways, Boxing Day was awesome, and then they took it.
Nobody gives a fuck about your immigrant holiday.
Yes, they do.
Holiday,
the Canadians
Danny.
Do.
Nobody
because
cares.
It's nothing anymore.
But I mean, America has that. They'll have all these sales.
You need to, like 50% off the next day. You need to like full on become like an American.
I am in my mind.
A real red blooded American.
We celebrate Boxing Day in my house whenever my girlfriend forgets to clean.
That's right. Give her a good old 1-2.
Shout out to Johnny Glover, by the way. Johnny's on his shit tonight.
He knows I'm doing the voice.
Johnny Glover, the Southern lover. You cue him up with the voice. The moment the voice starts, Johnny's finger just goes...
Drum roll.
I thought you were giving him a shout out because he hit his girlfriend. That's why.
Johnny, no.
What is it? Speaking of...
this guy's like a composer of racism. This keeps coming back in. Like, and then the Chinese.
What do you got to say about the blacks?
Nothing about the blacks particularly, but because y'all mentioned Johnny Glover. Why is no one considering War of Northern Aggression occupation?
Johnny, can you answer that? Can you say that again? He didn't hear you the whole time. He was adjusting his stuff.
The War of Northern Aggression, or as y'all call it, the Civil War. How is that not considered an occupation?
I've never heard the Civil War called the War of Northern Aggression.
That's what they call it. You
ever
heard?
That's hilarious.
That's what it's called.
Berg's hopping on, right?
Yeah, Berg's hopping on.
Remember when they called that World War II, that Nazi guy? He's like, oh, he's a World War II veteran.
The War of German Aggression.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
That's funny.
All right.
All right.
Well then. All right.
Well, hey, man.
I don't know. Johnny has no answer.
We missed the question.
How do you feel about the War of Northern Aggression, which is also known as the Civil War?
I mean, he'd be the fucking prince of America right now.
Yeah.
Like, Johnny would literally be like a royalty.
A white-gloved prince.
Wow, you have,
actual prince. With a horse.
You have Confederate ties? Really?
Great. Me?
Nah. Yeah, he's directly
direct descendant.
Johnny's great grandfather had a Confederate flag.
Yeah. Johnny's great grandfather made the goddamn Confederate flag.
Yes,
he made what it is today.
Well, I just want to let Johnny know that his great 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 grandfather did nothing wrong except give up and surrender.
like a pussy.
Southern man.
Like a goddamn pussy. So
the grandfather was great, except he was a quitter.
Yeah.
Well, all right. All right, thanks, dude.
Listen, those things are a part of our history in this great country.
That certain people are trying to erase.
Yes.
That's how
I feel like Johnny
starts.
Goes home every night and polishes a tiny little Robert E. Lee statue.
Well, this is the thing. You look at, like, there's Holocaust museums, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
this Civil War reenactment. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Too.
You're on the bathhouse.
Imagine they had Holocaust reenactments.
That's
fun.
They
threw it. All right, this
they
went to the
just like push Levin to a building
in a park in Bushwick,
and they're like 6 months later, and then you walk out.
Yeah. You know they have like in McCarran Park, they have like the joint, like the swimming pool, like
yes,
the change rooms.
Yes, yes,
you can
yes.
use those.
That's for the chamber.
Yeah, for the chamber, you put a little smokestack on them.
You should talk to Koss instead of having like a jail theme, have a Holocaust theme
workout.
Oh, damn.
It's like you'll lose weight.
We starve everybody.
It's
make
wild shit. All right, thanks for calling the bathhouse. Who are we speaking with?
What's up? My name's Tony.
Hey, Tony. How you doing? This is your first
time? I'm doing good. Yeah, first time calling. I listened a few times.
Okay, what's up, Tony? What can we do for you?
Okay, so it's a question for all y'all. So I'm not from New York, but I'm interested in opening a restaurant a little bit, like a breakfast place. What is
I'll be there.
Something of-
you got your first customer, right?
Yeah. I knew you would. I knew you would.
Yep.
He's like, I just called into the level. Something-
so he said, it's for everybody.
Level definitely. Really he
it's
will
for
keep
everyone.
The lights on.
For everyone.
I sent
for
the road gig soon.
You're looking all at right. your monthly taxes.
So where are you opening it?
I live in Austin. I'm probably going to open it there in Austin, Texas.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So it's, and it's just
I'm like two years away.
Okay. That's cool. You got a good plan going on. What's the food going to be like? Just like normal breakfast place? Skillets?
It's going to be like a breakfast lunch place.
Shrimp and like grits. A luncheonette.
Gravy. Pretty biscuits. Much. Honestly, it'd be like a diner light.
Okay. Okay. I like so you're closing at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, basically. 3 o'clock, maybe.
Like 3, 4 o'clock. Yeah.
So you're doing omelets and eggs in the morning and then burgers and fucking shit in the afternoon.
Well, if you have an early bird special, Derek. Well, no.
the menu you'd get all day, but it would be like a mishmash of breakfast, heavy breakfast and lunch stuff.
How are you going to design it? How's the inside going to look?
That's the idea. I'm sorry. That's the idea why I'm asking you guys. So I'm not like from New York and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I would really wish I was from there. I'm a gay and everyone thinks I'm from New York. Mm. But
you say I'm gay.
Like, he's a greaseball.
I'm a guinea. Oh,
they said I'm gay. So everyone thinks I'm from New York.
Gay.
he's a Dago wop. He's not gay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. When you guys go to somewhere for breakfast in New York,
none of us are ever awake. What do you typically?
No, I'm not. The only time I eat breakfast is at 2 in the morning.
I woke up at 5 p.m. today.
Helpful. Whenever you guys did ever go to breakfast.
New York and go fucking try out some diners.
Now, I will tell you this.
No, you don't need to try. You don't need to come for the food. No, you're talking about the design. I think you want, depends on how big the space is. You want a counter for
I
sure.
Love old school diner looks. I love them. I love
ideally segregated still if possible.
Yes, yeah. Real partitions, cool. Partitions. But dude, this is the
smoking
thing.
Section.
There's no diners are disappearing in New York.
Well, they all suck.
Exactly. Yeah.
New York City diners, they give you fucking terrible, unseasoned, unflavored food, and they charge you fucking like expensive restaurant prices.
Looks like we struck a chord with Lev. Yeah.
No, I mean it's just we're on the topic.
It's like whatever happened to value?
I unfold like a speech.
If I was you, I'd say go old school interior, man. Like, make it look like checkered floor or all that shit.
That's the thing, though. That's probably the most expensive because I'm sure he doesn't want.
But you want the place to look dope.
You want to go buy like a. You want to go find like a diner that went out of business and go buy all their shit, like all their.
Oh,
go buy all their booths and stuff.
I got you. Is that what you're gonna do, buddy? You thinking of going old school,
dude? All Austin gives a shit about is like things being weird. That's it. Like you got to
old school, old school. Yeah,
just lean fully into the decor and making it like strange. I'd put like big fucking trees inside and shit. Like that's all ones. They care about.
Live that's ones. Racist.
A horseshoe.
No, because I want it to be like a little piece in New York where it's like when you go there, like you have like the right attitude. You come correct. Because if you don't, we're gonna let you know. We're gonna warn you politely. And if you fucking don't come correct again. We're going to show you the door. You can go back to Faggot Austin, but while you're inside this building,
I like this
you're
like
going to be cool
guy.
About
this
shit.
Guy,
this is like Dick's Last Resort kind of thing.
You're going to have to hire me and Gio to work there then, if that's what you're going for.
I have this idea for a restaurant. It's a diner, but with terrible service.
You were homophobic?
That's the most WAP idea ever.
We're homophobic?
You fucking
look
at the waiter wrong. We're going to bury you in the back.
Let me show you the go fuck your mother section of the menu.
It's going to be good service. It'll be good service. But like you said, like everything doesn't taste good at diners and shit. Like you said, Lev. Like, no, the food's going to be good.
Yeah. So the food's going to be good. It's just
don't you think every person that's ever wanted to start a restaurant has gone, the food's going to be good?
Honestly, but people don't.
Nobody starts.
Not everybody
knows what
kid.
Good food is, though.
That's
the thing. Everybody's idea of
correct.
What food is good is different.
I bet you this call has some. It ends with him asking us to fund this.
Absolutely not.
Danny's into making bad investments. Yeah, so
Danny does like bad investments. You should meet his fiance. Yeah.
I mean, so far Danny's not on gas, so he's doing okay.
Oh,
nah,
Danny did good. Danny did good with his lady.
I love his fiance. She's the best.
Big time.
We're all ugly dudes with good looking.
If you're fans find out how hot your girlfriend is, they'd be shattered.
Fiance? They would be broken.
They'd be broken. Like, we thought he was one of us.
I wanna, how did you meet her?
Met her right around the street at Shades of Green.
Really?
Yeah, just after a show one time.
And you were like, hey, what's up?
I thought she was from Canada, would you?
No, she's from Florida.
Oh, she, I love your
girlfriend. Oh, that means.
I love your girlfriend.
Yeah, she's my fiance.
Yeah.
She's the best.
Don't diminish it. All right. Good luck, caller.
Take care, buddy. You'll do it.
Appreciate you.
Let us know what the name of the place is. Follow us on Instagram.
Hey, we're going to get you in here?
Come on, A.A. Ryan.
All right.
I'm out.
Derek Drescher, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on, Derek. We appreciate you.
Speaking of Confederate flags, Aaron Berg joins the program. Aaron Berg.
Oh. Hey, Eric.
What's up? The bathhouse.
The bathhouse, Aaron Berg. So you've, I think, been on here maybe once briefly. All you need to know is you can hang up on anybody for any reason at any time. That's all you need to know, because you can.
The bathhouse.
Hey, turn down your thing.
Turn your radio.
Sorry.
Down, sorry, it's a little buzzy. I don't know.
Yeah.
So we'll figure it out. What's up? You're on the bathhouse.
What's up, guys? This is the roller coaster guy calling.
Oh, yeah. What's up,
the who?
The ups and downs.
Oh, the roller coaster. This guy's a bit of a roller coaster enthusiast.
Nice. Emotionally?
Probably.
Yeah.
How are things with the lady? So last he called in, he wanted to basically this chick who is, she was much older than you, right? And then she kind of was blowing you off. And then essentially she ended up being alone on her birthday. And then she was trying to rekindle the thing. But he like lives in a different state or something than her. He lives in San Diego.
He lives in a state of ecstasy.
Yeah.
On these fucking roller coasters he's riding.
I thought his name was Rape.
Dude, I just went to Winterfest like 3 nights ago too.
Nice. What's Winterfest?
Oh, it's huge. In Ottawa.
No, he's not talking about the Rideau Canal.
No, Winterfest is like every park has a Winterfest. You go ride roller coasters in the winter.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
That sucks.
At Kings Island.
Wait,
yeah, it's fucking cold.
Oh, no, but it's in the winter in Florida or in California. The winter, it's not proper winter.
Yeah,
it's not Canada.
Oh, yeah, I was in Ohio though. I'm back in Ohio right now.
Oh, okay.
For my family.
Oh, gotcha.
What part of Ohio?
Down in Cincinnati.
Oh, that's nice. You ever been there?
I have. I've been to Liberty.
Hey, dude, WKRP, real or fake?
What? It was based off real people. That's what my, there's a news anchor lady that I used to know. Not a news anchor. She was a frontline reporter.
Did you think Venus Flytrap was amazing?
Well, I don't know that.
You guys want to just make this a personal call? Or?
It's not. It's about one of the most popular television shows.
No. Yeah.
I can never get into it, though.
No. What show is WKRP in Cincinnati?
What the fuck is that?
It's a show about the radio.
Wonder whatever became of me. He doesn't know what WKRP in Cincinnati is, Ari.
You believe it, Ari?
I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. I know what it is. Cincinnati.
So I got a question. I got a question about Christmas, though.
It's fine. We're good.
Yeah.
I think we lost.
Oh, hey, Ari. What's up, dude?
This guy said, hey, what's up, Ari?
He said, what's up, Ari?
Yeah, it was a good show.
All right, Ari's back.
Which there was one? Some chick with fucking nice cleavage tits.
The blonde?
The blonde.
Yeah.
She fucked the guy from... you know, the movie with the monkeys?
The movie with the monkeys? Say something racist.
Moonlight!
I was going to say The Wire, but it was
I was like, I surely wouldn't.
Any Which Way But Loose?
No.
Black Panther.
The Fall of Minneapolis.
Oh, it was Us.
Get Out.
Get Out. That's a good one.
Yeah, she was good. Howard Hessman was on that show.
It was all the chick. What's her name?
Lonnie Anderson.
Yeah, huge cans, right? She had like the Farrah Fawcett. She was like a Farrah Fawcett.
They had
look-alike.
Complete plot points that centered on her coming into work daytime with a bathing suit. And then she's like, I'll just get my way.
Yeah.
She was smoking.
I never
that
saw
was
that.
When most chicks on TV weren't hot. They were all like Mary Tyler Moore.
Who was like the hot chick on like Taxi? Was the
There was a chick. There was the one chick. She was like, hot.
Yeah,
she was. Yeah, 80s hot.
80s hot. It's 80s different. Hot. They looked like 10 years, 20 years older.
They all felt so attainable. 80s hot chicks.
Yeah, I had a crush on Rhea Perl when I was a kid.
She married Danny DeVito.
I know. And then divorced him.
Yeah. You would know him from the Jersey Mike's ads.
I actually saw him in person at a...
Jersey Mike's?
No, at the AMC Theater in Times Square. Him and Louis Anderson were...
Shut up.
Yeah, they got out of a couple trucks together. And man, he was so tiny in real life. I was like, no wonder this guy's famous. He's like, he was a little...
That's not how that works normally.
I wish it would work for me.
Yeah.
No. There's a 6-second delay here.
There's a six... Yeah, there's a little delay.
Two.
3.
All right, watch.
4.
It's not that bad.
5.
It's not that bad.
6. 7. 7 okay. seconds.
Sky, you can't hear him. We don't have an extra mic.
Yeah, what's he saying? Just tell me
he's
what
he's a big
just
roller take coaster.
Spot.
He's a big roller coaster aficionado.
What's he saying?
He's a big. What are you saying? He was calling about roller coasters.
I've been quiet, I'm just respecting Ari's space. He's cool.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
He's a big fan. He just said he's a big fan.
See, Ari can still participate.
1-888-949-2969. Call the bathhouse.
1-888-949.
That's Ari Shaffir's age.
Hey, fuck you, dude.
Yeah. Whoa.
Too far. Storms out. It was a good TV show.
That's the next call.
Ari Shaffir, everybody.
Ari Shaffir, everybody.
Nice cock, Ari.
Solid cock.
That's what people say.
I watched him piss yesterday. He pulled his dick out middle of the podcast, started pissing, and I just can't believe like Jay and like Lewis just kind of leaned in and just like he started interviewing it.
What did you eye piss contact? On?
All right,
disagree with some facts there. It wasn't the middle of the podcast. It was like second, third,
second, third. Yeah. Oh, you got to piss. Sometimes.
Yeah, it was towards the end.
Yeah,
it was like, probably, like,
where did you piss left. In a bottle?
Cup.
Cup.
Yeah.
Solo cup. Are you not worried about filling that thing up and then in the overflow? Or do you
of course
have a second
I'm worried
line?
About but that's like saying, are you worried if you switch lanes, another car's going to hit you?
Yeah.
You take precautions. Yeah, you look. Right. It's not the first time I pissed in things.
Yeah, that's
everyone's
a good point.
Like, oh, he's going to create a vacuum if you piss in a water bottle. Yeah, I know. I piss in things.
He's like, if another car hits me, I just throw my cup of piss at him.
New York City, never in my life have I seen more
you
people just getting
that?
Out of a car with a bottle of piss and just throwing it into the fucking gutter. Yeah. Never in my life seen that more than
I've never peed while driving.
Oh, you're crazy.
I've
never
done
no idea
it.
How to
no,
do
I've
it.
You do this. You're sitting up. Sideways. Am I on camera? You go up, up, because you got to go down. If you're sitting here, there's no angle.
But you're saying your foot's still on the gas. Your
foot,
cruise control.
Cruise control.
No, I'll do it with
and then you go
foot
up
on
and
the
you
gas.
Point it down. So
wait,
for you
got
can be here.
Foot
for
on
me,
gas taking a piss?
Foot on gas. I'll get, I got like
oh, like this.
Like a Snapple.
I didn't know cruise control is an
cruise
option.
Cruise control.
It's
yeah,
harder for Bird because when he's driving, he's sitting on a tire.
All the phone books fall off.
He's got coffee cans on the bottom of his foot.
He's got a broomstick he's hitting the pedals with.
God damn it, my yellow pages.
I think you could stand up in your car. It'd be fun.
I don't think I could piss.
I mean, I'm worried
not
about
cruise control.
It.
Jerk off while you're driving?
No.
Jack off while driving?
I've gotten head.
Rush hour at a light or something.
No. I mean, I definitely like, I got head in the car. No. But no.
I've pissed on myself trying to piss in a bottle.
What kind of degenerate are you where you need to jack off
that
while you're driving?
You're saying it wrong. Get to jack off.
Get to jack off. Right. This isn't the have to. It's the get. Yeah, you're even listening
I'm
to all these
American
fucking all these rah-rah podcasts where they go, you get to do these
I
things.
Think if you're jacking off in your car, as long as you're not trying to be seen doing it, I think that's fine. I don't think it's a big deal.
No, you're trying to not be seen, for real. You're not trying to show anybody.
Like, sorry, I'm driving manual today.
You can't do it next to an SUV because they can look down.
Down,
on you.
Yeah.
It has to be cars next to cars.
That's the worry. Yeah, they're definitely looking down.
Do you remember getting blown while you drive? How cool that was?
Yeah.
I had one girl once do it. I came in her mouth, and then she let it run down my dick, and it fucked up the whole drive back.
Why, your pants were ruined?
Yeah.
You're like, my pants.
I thought she was so cool letting me come in her mouth.
Some sticky
that is very nice.
She just kept her mouth open like this. Oh, I don't know.
What are you doing?
Whore.
You drool cum pig?
I'll tell you, one time I saw, you ever see like a chick, like she like has the slightest bit of cum still left on her face after? And I'm just like, that's the hottest thing in the world. Just like, I don't even want to say anything.
I didn't want to ruin it.
Say, honey, you got a little schmutz.
Hello. Thanks for calling the bathhouse.
Yellow.
Hello. You're about to get hung up on.
Hello?
Oh.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hey.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. We can.
Okay. Perfect. So, sorry.
Yep.
One quick thing.
Sure.
The Haunted Chink thing actually stems from them on the railroads.
I was going to say that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because they were pounding in the nails and everything. So they were
that's
chinks.
What,
so they
in
just
the armor?
Pounded the nails.
Nice. What does that do with armor?
No, the sound. Chinking and armor is. Ching, 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 ching.
All right, well, we're getting demonetized. Yeah, 12 in a row, probably good for a demonetization.
So now explain how the N-word came along.
Something's wrong with this metal.
If you want to get into that's
I think it was a car that wouldn't start. The engine wouldn't turn over and it kept making that noise.
God damn it, who stole my engine?
They were listening to Mario Brothers. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. I don't say it anymore. It's not 2022, man. That's a bad word, man.
Yeah. That's funny.
I called Philip Wong, lived down the street from me when I was 6 years old, and I called him a chink. And I've never called anyone else this after. What he, as soon as I said it, his hand went like this, and I was like, "What is he?" And he went, "Gah!" right in my throat. And
really?
Wow. Yeah.
I
never
I thought
said
he was
going to
karate chop you.
That's what he did, like that.
Yeah, he did like that.
Yeah. Crafty. Very abrupt. Fingers right in the throat.
Yeah, that, you can die that way.
His house smelled like mothballs and rice all the time. Nice
but the
guy.
The food was good, though.
Nah, I wouldn't
but
eat
But good
there.
Eating there.
No, when I was growing up, I would not. I still don't eat Chinese. I've still never eaten Chinese.
Shut up.
That's how much of a patriot this guy is.
Even on Christmas?
No. We had steak.
I eat Chinese once a year.
I actually only had Chinese on Christmas for the first time like years ago.
I had Chinese in March 2020 for 2 years.
It's a very unhealthy food.
Yeah,
is
it's
it?
A lot of oil.
Yeah, it's
a lot of oil. Oyer.
Oyer.
Sorry, Danny.
A lot of oars?
Yep.
By the way, speaking of that
question.
Origin, you know there's...
Do you regret... sorry.
Yeah, wait, go ahead.
Real quick, there was another slang, gook.
Yeah, that's Korean.
That. It's not as popular.
Koreans. But it's for Koreans.
Somebody told me the origin of that. There's no way this is true, but they said like back when they were like fighting them, if you bayoneted one in the gut, that's the sound they'd make. They'd be like, gook.
0% chance of that.
That's stuck in my head since I was 8.
I heard the origin of it was Nick DiPaolo at the Cellar.
Having a rough set.
Having a rough set and some tourists in the front row.
Give me back my camera.
She's like, I'm Irish.
you're a fucking...
Dude, DiPaolo, before he left New York, he was so
fun to watch.
He was so over it. Like, I remember the old stand, I'd be like a year into comedy just sitting there watching from the back. It'd be 20 people in the crowd, and he'd walk in and just look at me and go, should I even fucking bother?
Yeah.
And within 30 seconds, he's up there just calling some lady the N-word in the back.
Sometimes he'd just leave. I'd be like, hey, Nick, where are you? Wouldn't respond. He'd just leave before he said.
Had enough of it.
Yeah.
Where did he go? He went to L.A. or something?
No, he'd leave and just go somewhere else.
He's not in New York.
Oh, he lives in Georgia.
Georgia. I worked with him recently.
Yeah.
Southern boy, yeah.
Yeah, we
tell him that joke.
We were working to get some statues back up.
Tell him the joke about touching your eyes.
I don't want to burn his material, but
it's such a good
DiPaolo
joke.
Has this. When I worked with him, he had this joke where he's like, "They say that with COVID, you shouldn't touch your eyes." He goes, "Who the fuck is touching their eyes?" He goes, "I started touching my eyes after COVID, and people are like, who caused this?" And I'm sitting at the side, Asian waitress right next to me goes, "Oh my God." And she turns out and walks out. And then DiPaolo's like, "I never fucking trusted him. Oh, he's smoking on crates." He's
like, smoking on crates. Smoking like, on crates.
Oh, hilarious. But like,
smoking on crates. It's so funny.
Oh, that's incredible.
Oh,
that's a good
show
right there. All right, what was your question?
Another one. I might as well get you fully demonetized.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
WAP.
Another
one. Yeah, you're done, dude.
Yeah, I'm
WAP. WAP's a good one. Without papers.
Without papers,
without
yeah.
Papers, I heard that.
Yeah.
It's also what is the thing that starts your car.
Starts your car.
Ignition?
Yeah, it's also the same anagram for I forget what it is, but like it's the same thing.
I thought it was
like
no, you're thinking of fob.
Car or lock your car.
You're thinking of fob.
Fob.
Fresh off the boat.
Fresh off the boat.
Fresh off the boat. Without papers. Fresh. Sorry.
No, it's not without papers.
My bad.
What's Dago? What's Dago?
I don't know what Dago is.
Dago over there. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Is it?
Dago over there. Oh, Dago.
Really?
Dago over there. Yeah, like that. Yeah, that's another Italian one.
All right.
Before I let you guys go, unfortunately, but Danny, I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you think
I
can get refugee status as a Canadian in America?
Yeah, just fly to Mexico and walk over.
My government, like they hold our funds, they do all that jazz. You think I can just make like if I just hop over the border?
Not
I'm like,
proper.
I'm a
like you won't get a proper claim, but you can legitimately fly to Tijuana or whatever, wherever they go, like near El Paso, Texas, and get a coyote or go with one of those caravans and just walk over.
Nice.
It's just 5,000.
Yeah. I feel like it might be easier to go to Texas, just do a quick 360 and get back in.
I got up to 36. It's not the fun you think it is.
Well, you got to go over. Well, no, you got to
I don't want to go that far. I just want to go across the border and be like, actually, I'm playing refugee status.
Well, maybe you want to stay in Mexico. Mexico might be a nice place.
Mexico's great. Mexico's you ever been to Mexico City? Mexico City is one of the fucking most awesome cities I've ever been
to. Great abortions.
Dude. Go to Mexico City. Just move there.
Honestly, did you hear about the joke
they sell, like,
song?
Painkillers over the counter over there? Like, they'll sell perks and bikes and right over the counter.
Steroids.
But the problem is those Mexicans aren't tall enough to reach over that counter.
Hear about what?
Come on, folks.
Do we hear about
what? It's the whole entire bunch of Californians and a bunch of, like, remote workers are going to Mexico City. And you, what's it called?
Gentrifying.
When you go to our slums and make it better.
Well, everybody's complaining.
Gentrification.
Everybody's complaining in Mexico.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of these areas they gentrified.
Just mercy kill all.
I mean,
so the Mexicans are complaining about a bunch of Americans going across the border to live there and increasing the rent and ruining their economy.
I can't see how much it could increase the rent, though,
because
the population of Mexico City is like 18 million or something. It's
the rent's too damn high.
And they're all four cars.
It's massive.
It's like LA and New York. It's certain like suburbs are getting more increased and higher.
But it's still so cheap probably to live there. But I guess not if you're Mexican. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, that's why they go there. So they complain that they get like 4 million pesos. I don't know the currency.
I don't know.
Like, you get paid $400,000 to do your job and you live in Mexico City.
I would do that. If I could live in Mexico City.
I want English everything.
If I could live in Mexico City, I would live in Mexico City.
I wouldn't learn the language, though.
Great city.
Wow. I just walked
You don't have to.
Go,
I didn't know.
English!
No.
Do you speak it?
You want us to turn this place into America, too?
For Spanish.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't need to speak English.
It's America is now colonizing Mexico in the inverse. It's very funny.
Oh, dude, that'd be awesome.
What do you mean now? It's like the fucking California and Texas are both Mexico.
Dude.
Or they were.
That was war conquest. Now this is just we're moving in.
Yeah.
And just like pushing you out. Hermit crab stuff.
Tomato. Like tomato.
Salsa.
I agree.
All right, thanks.
I noticed Mexican women, as soon as they hit like 23, they all just become perfect squares.
Really?
Come round. They just become like bang. It just flies out. It's like Mexico City must just look like a Roblox game.
Nah, it's
it's just all fucking.
Dude, I'll tell you, one of my favorite vacation memories going anywhere was going to see the Luchadors, the wrestling.
Really?
In Mexico City.
Wow. It
was fun as shit ever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was awesome. Honestly, I'm telling you, it was so fun. I'm not even into wrestling. Hello?
Sure.
I'm not.
Yo.
What's up?
I bet you wish you had wrestling toys right now.
If you smell what the Luchador is cooking.
What's up, dude?
What's up? It's Roller Coaster Guy calling back. So I got a question about Christmas. My brother, usually my dad just asks me and my brother, like, what we want, and we have to, like, match prices. And I guess my brother wanted a $10,000 pinball machine.
Nice.
Okay. So your whole family's autistic. Everyone in your family's, your roller coasters, he's pinball.
He's like, I want the 2-in-1 air hockey table.
Air hockey rules.
Oh, I love air hockey.
2-in-1 air hockey table does rule. So he gave me a check for $2,500, and he's giving me a check every year for Christmas for that for the next 3 years.
Nice.
Because he bought a $10,000 thing?
And my brother's getting nothing for the next 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah, dude.
So you're actually kind of getting... Okay, so... are you getting screwed here? You actually are kind of getting fucked over here.
No, it's all even.
No, because the present value... Because the present value... Because $2,500 in 3 years from now is actually like $2,000. So you're actually kind of getting hosed.
That's the question.
That's true.
Yeah, probably. the question, though... So, yeah, should I, like, hit him up and be like, yo, inflation...
It's not even inflation, it's just present.
Yeah, that's a real good son move to do. Hey, Dad, thanks for the gift.
Sure, this wasn't a Hanukkah present?
He's like, oh, you're right, I'll get you a sex doll, son.
Hey, Mordecai, the dollar's devaluing.
I mean, theoretically, I think I would not look a gift horse in the mouth
in
this scenario, but technically... to be perfectly fair, if your brother's getting a $10,000 gift, you should be getting $10,000.
Yeah. Or just take your money and send it to the IDF.
Yeah.
Yeah, that way Rich Voss
gets it. So what he said, so I asked him that, and what he said, I'd have to get a, so I have a seasonal job.
Yeah.
I only work when NASCAR's on.
Jesus
so,
Christ.
Okay.
Yeah, vroom, vroom. I like cars that go fast.
Yeah. Hey, if you ain't first,
so, you're black.
You're last.
You're right.
Right. Whatever you were right.
Don't yeah, go Aaron, into this Chase. Applebee's. It's got rats. Remember
I,
that?
I love this guy's like, should I Jew my dad down on this 10 grand he's giving me? Or is this like I would love for my dad to call me next year.
Yeah, there's amazing. Three Jews at this on this show. Let me just ask for you.
He said I would have to get an off-season job. And I was like, hell no, bro.
No way. Wow. What are you going to do? Work and be a man?
Why does he want you to work? You're this only 34.
Owns all these owns all these properties, though.
Yeah. No, dude, I play the stock market and stuff. During the stock market? Yeah, I work, but he's like, no, you have to go get like a job.
Okay.
And I was like, dude, I'm 29. I don't have to go get a job. I make enough money.
Yeah, fuck you, dad.
So then what is the issue?
Drugs in Ozark.
What is the issue, then? I don't get it.
It's just that he wants more money.
He's an asshole.
Your dad's an asshole.
This is so great. You've been handed a perfect life. What are you talking about?
I'm going to tell you.
This guy has a platinum roller coaster membership to every roller coaster in America.
That is an asshole dad move. He's trying to buy his son's love with money.
As opposed to what? How else would you buy
My
it?
Dad with does love. That with $200.
Dude, I'm not fucking Canadian, dude. I'm fucking Californian for that dumbass in the chat.
I'm
fucking
a real
retard.
Dad. You know what I got my kid for Christmas? First class tickets to Paris.
Love a call?
By yourself. Go see the world, you 6-year-old.
Yeah. You don't even celebrate Christmas, you fucking Jew.
Whoa. Easy, Racine. Look.
Mike Racine will be on the bathhouse soon, actually.
No, I'm Jewish, dude. I got a pass.
I do both because my wife's a Christ lady, so I got to do both. I get to do both, I should say.
Yeah.
Christmas is a magical time of year when Black Santa comes down the chimney. We have Black Santa at our house.
Dude, growing up, my dad had
Oh, my God, he stole all the gifts
that, like,
again, honey. No gifts this year.
He had a Black Santa light up outside the house.
What?
My dad had like a light up Black Santa that he put in front of the house every year for Christmas.
Yeah.
And a black major scene. We're white.
Dude, why? Just like, because it's funny?
It's funny.
Just because it's funny, though?
Yeah, he just thought it was funny.
That's funny.
Whoops. Santa took your inflation money, son. Black Santa.
All right, let's hang up for some working class folks. We love you, buddy.
Guys, call awesome, man. 29 years old. I watched the Christmas movie this week with Eddie Murphy in it. You see
Trading Places?
Trading Places.
Nope. It's called Candy Cane Lane. You will enjoy it.
From what year?
Is it new? It's on Amazon. Brand new.
Oh, it's new.
Brand new.
He's actually making good movies right now?
Eddie Murphy's always made good movies.
No, he puts budget behind it.
Norbit changed my life.
Yeah, he kind of had a period where there was...
What about the one where they all farted and they were all...
The Clumps.
The Clumps. Oh, Nutty Professor.
Yeah. I'm flattered. I mean, I'm fattered.
Dave Chappelle did stand up at one of them.
Yeah,
I heard of dreadlocks, but shit locks.
Is that what he said? Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Evening, gentlemen.
What's up?
I come buckets here.
Hey, I come buckets.
I wanted to weigh in on the chink conversation.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
Nobody wants me to be monetized. I guess that's fine.
You got to swim.
Y'all left out Zipperhead, which is a good one.
That was a good one.
What is that term for? I don't get it.
That's when they would run over the people.
That's when the tanks used to run over them. Yeah. They would leave the trail marks on their head.
Like,
it looks like a zipper.
Man, so they called that I mean, black people think they got hard slurs. That Zipperhead?
That's crazy. That's the worst one.
Look what my tank did to your skull. Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, my grandpa, he was going into surgery to have like a knee replaced, like an old veteran or whatever.
Yeah.
And I remember he was a anesthesia. He's like, I don't want any of those fucking zipper heads working on me. Like,
oh, Jesus Christ, grandpa.
Was he in Vietnam?
No, he just watched a lot of TV.
he watched a lot of MASH.
He misinterpreted MASH.
Is this Mike on?
Well, it's one.
Yeah,
what are we fighting for? Don't ask me. I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam.
All right. I don't know that one.
Well, yeah, here's the thing.
He taught me how to hate. Good man.
Yeah. Guys taught you how to hate. Good man.
All guys right. that go to war like that, like, you can't fault them for their racism because, like, they're it's part of, like, the programming of getting you ready for war. You have to see the enemy as, like, not human. As,
yeah,
like,
for sure.
So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like you and can't even have nicknames.
That's what cops nicknames. Used to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before cops went soft.
Man, remember when the George Floyd got the show Cops canceled?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is like, that what
because
happened?
Of George, yeah. it's back now. But they because
so
of George
Floyd,
because of yeah. George Floyd, they canceled the Live PD, which was yeah. like that show. That's
what a good show. Live PD was
amazing,
awesome.
And Cops, and then they just like we're canceling
Floyd
all these shows.
Kwanzaa.
Yeah, that too. And then they secretly just brought Cops back.
Did they?
Yeah, it's just back now.
Good for them.
It's weird because you
pendulum
see
it. Swinging.
Yeah, yeah, nobody cares. Yeah.
I mean, it's the greatest show of all time.
Dude, cops have such a fucking difficult job, man. I watch so much of that shit, like the body cam footage, yeah. you know, like on YouTube. There's a lot, you know, there's a gray area. It's like, yeah, don't fucking knee somebody's neck, but at the same time, that's a very hard job. And those
you ever been holding somebody down?
No, I haven't talked to your mom in years.
Whoa. No. Who would have known Lev was a fat blue line guy? It's pretty good.
That's better than thin blue line.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Because you're fat.
I got it.
I thought you were talking about the cop the flag.
Yeah.
The blue that was the reference.
That was the joke.
That okay. was the yeah, reference.
Two things put together.
Two things at once. Yeah. Comedy.
Yeah. Sounds delicious.
It's fusion. No,
fusion, Lev. The amount of cop videos I watch is a horrible job.
Yeah.
Especially
yeah.
in this city. You notice like they don't even have properly fitting uniforms.
Oh, they don't
stuff.
Do anything now. They just don't look at their phone.
But they like you. I feel like in New York City, you just go, I'd like to be a police officer. Like how you heard people become cops in like the 50s, where you just show up and you go, I'd like to be a police officer. And they go fill out these forms. And then they're like, do 10 push-ups. And they go, all right, you're a police officer.
No,
like, find the best fitting uniform.
No, I know a guy.
He's got a medium lady.
I know a guy who just became a cop.
Me he too. Said it was that
a,
comes here.
Yeah, yeah. He said it was a very extensive process. He
really?
Like, I think it was like months. He had to do a bunch of testing and shit. They it's were like, easy. Yeah, they didn't prove he was racist.
Would you kneel on this neck? Would you kneel on this neck? Would you kneel on this neck? This neck? This neck?
Man.
What's your favorite number? Like 848.
Where Will Smith shoots the little girl.
What's that?
A thing, it's like the Men in Black test where Will Smith shoots the little girl. Mm. They just line up a bunch of targets, and depending on the rates you shoot, that's your score.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Cops in New York. Yeah. They're not present like they used to be.
Danny.
Yeah.
Question. You said you met Bobert a little while back. Are her tits nice in person?
Yes.
Who's that?
Lauren Boebert. She was on my old show.
I did
Hot Water.
I met her. Yeah. I went and partied with her and George Santos.
Did you really?
2 weeks ago. And then the first thing I said to her goes, I did a podcast with you, with Gino, your old show. You weren't there that week, though. No. You were still on it.
Yeah.
And I go, I did a podcast with you. And she totally remembered it. She's like, oh, fuck. She's like, yeah, we were talking about Jello wrestling AOC or whatever. Because Gino was like, I'd love to watch you Jello wrestle AOC.
Yeah, and that episode came back and like haunted her.
Dude, there's a literal, if you Google name and Lauren Boebert, it says,
she's the one that Lauren Boebert.
Yeah, she was at the movie theater. Yeah, like, giving a guy a
hand job. All night, she kept making all these Beetlejuice references all night because I was talking about that. And she goes, well, it can't be worth some Beetlejuice because she got kicked out of Beetlejuice for jacking this dude off.
Yeah. Beetlejuice.
Her tits looked amazing in those surveillance photos. Jesus.
Yeah, she's a grandmother.
Oh, shut up.
God. Yeah, she's like
Republican women are hot.
Yeah.
She's lactating powdered milk.
Yeah. She's like not even 40.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to was Tommy Lauren? What was
Tommy Lauren? She's Lauren. Around.
Is she still around?
She does something, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She was hot.
Tommy Lauren? Yeah.
There was a girl from Canada, Nicole Arbor.
Oh, Nicole Arbor. Yeah, she's around.
When I started comedy, she was
no.
She like sues people.
Lauren Southern's sister is hot. I don't know her name, but Lauren Southern's sister is a fucking dime.
Nice. Well, hot chicks are awesome, man.
Yeah, the best. The lifeblood of this country.
I'm going to flip our call, but thanks for putting tits in our psyches.
Yeah. Hello? You're on the bathhouse.
Hey, is it Danny?
Yes, this is Danny. You are on the bathhouse. What's up?
Hey, Danny. I have
another version of the etymology behind the Z head joke.
Okay.
Or the Z head.
Nice. I like a PC collar. Go ahead, PC collar.
He's trying to keep me, you're trying to keep me monetized.
You're
and I
on
do
MSNBC with Rachel Maddow. Tell us about the Z head.
This is YouTube. You can't say this shit. They're gonna...
This is a Canadian show. We say Z heads.
Yeah. It's Lauren's sister.
Well, they call. You could probably Google it and find out the actual.
Google it. What is that, a new service?
Reason behind it. But it, yes, it's because imagine if you're pulling a zipper behind someone's head and you pull it up and it pulls the eyes apart.
That's true, too.
Closer together.
All tight.
That's what's behind. But I
wish I had one of those zippers behind my wife's pussy.
Nice.
Tighten that bad boy up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Come on.
The most racist, not racist, the most
rapist.
Incredible joke I heard from someone was when I was in Finland, like 14 years ago. And it was from a Finnish fella. And this is a street joke, so if you've already heard it, maybe I'm being hacky.
Now, Voss isn't here. Go.
But he said, yeah, my grandfather died in the Holocaust. I can't do a Finnish accent.
That's fine.
He
died in the
Holocaust. He fell off the guard tower.
And I said,
can you just finish?
Nice.
No, that wasn't it, but I can't do Finnish.
Do the fucking joke.
Do the joke. No accent.
Well, Aaron Berg already got the
joke. Yeah,
I saw it. Oh, was that?
That's the joke? That joke sucks.
No,
that was the most racist joke?
I mean,
that wasn't that
racist. There's variations of it where, like, I just got back from Iraq. I was entertaining the troops. Al-Qaeda.
It's good that you're writing again.
Yeah.
I've been doing this thing when people do street jokes. I've been saying Voss wrote that to people. And they're just like, really? I'm like, yeah.
Knock, knock.
That's not the most. Yeah, he just hung up. That's not the most racist joke I've heard, though.
No, I can tell you 10 more right now.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
All right. Wait, let me tune in on racism here. I'm trying to think of one you might not know. I mean, there's you know, what's the difference between a black guy and a park bench?
You what?
Know, a bench can support a family of four. Mm. What
it's
else?
So fucked up.
Leave me out.
That's one.
I know something I can't say on YouTube.
Damn, that's bad. Well, thank you for sparing my channel.
What's the difference between a Jew and a canoe?
I don't know.
A canoe tips.
Ah, yeah, I heard that one before. Hello.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, what's up, Maurice?
Hey. Speaking of street jokes and Lev, that joke he made about how like Mexican chicks just blow up at certain age. There's a street joke in Mexico about that.
What is it?
Latinas all start off as Selena and then eventually become Yolanda.
Who's like, Yolanda famous?
That's the one who killed her. The fat old lady that killed her?
Yeah. There's a picture of them standing side by side, and they're like, it's the most perfect transition.
Yeah.
Selena.
Certain groups don't age as well. You know?
Yeah.
White women. Ah.
Selena, Yolanda. Let's see if I can.
Yeah, white women get a lot of facials. Oh,
she looks like anybody's Mexican mom.
There you go.
She killed her?
I saw her, yeah. There was a meme.
Who
like
played
that.
Her in the movie? J-Lo?
J-Lo, yeah.
I think Tyler Perry.
Yep.
Eddie Murphy.
I love it. I love a manager killing somebody. Was she a manager?
No, she was just like the head of her fan club.
Oh. No, she was like the fan club. Yeah.
She like ran her fan club.
She like stayed really late at a concert and like became friends with her.
Nice.
And then like he just murdered her one day in a hotel room. Yeah.
I hope I one day get murdered by one of my podcast listeners.
Gio, those people are royalty where you're from.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. She's the queen. Yeah. She's the queen.
Selena.
I hope
that movie was great.
Edward James Almost was in that, right?
Yeah, I love
that. Selena.
He almost got killed because of that movie American Me.
American Me, yeah.
Where he was he played that Mexican mob, the guy of the Mexican mafia.
Vatos Locos Forever.
Yeah, one of those. And he got raped in the movie, but the guy in real life was like, that never happened. I never got
good
raped.
Good rape scene, Lev. You seen it?
Great. No.
It's when he first gets processed into like juvie. And then there's all these beds, and one guy's like, "You can either have fucking blood on my knife or my
shit on my shit on my blood dick. On my knife or shit on my
and he
dick.
Butt fucks him, and then fucking Edward James Olmos' character goes and grabs a knife and stabs at him. And the other guy that's been getting raped, like, yeah, fucking do it, fucking do it, do it. American Me.
It's a great movie.
It's a good fucking prison.
It's a prison movie, yeah.
He had a good movie where he was like the student, the teacher, too, yeah. Right? What was that? Stan
and
Lee?
Then, and no. Then South Park did a takeoff of it. How do I get through to these kids?
What movie was that? American? Stan Lee? No.
No, not Stan. Lean. Oh, shit.
Lean on Me, maybe?
No.
Something like that.
Lean on
Me. I don't think I've ever seen that.
No, Lean on Me was the one with Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, that's the one. You like smoking crack, don't you?
I don't like smoking crack.
Anybody in the chat? Edward James Olmos? Movie, famous movie, 90s, 80s.
How do I get through to these kids?
Stand and deliver.
Yeah, that's you ever had your shit pushed in? Yeah. I had my shit pushed in.
All right, Maurice. Anything else? How's Toronto? Maurice was in Toronto for the first time.
Toronto is super fun. Probably, I found one of my favorite restaurants there. Have you heard of Mother's? So fucking good.
No.
Mothers.
Where but I went to that Cafe Landuer place that the Palestinians protested.
Oh,
it was pretty good.
No. Yeah. I did want to bring up something about Canada. Did you see that in March they're expanding that euthanasia bill? So now if you're just like depressed, like depression. Just mental illness, you could, yep.
If you miss 2 months,
have a doctor kill
if you.
You
miss your rent for 2 months, they'll put you down.
The what?
No, but no, the maid.
I'm mentally ill.
No, they have a thing called assisted suicide in Canada, and now they're like expanding it. So literally, if you're just depressed, they'll just put you down.
Oh,
wow!
Isn't that gentrification?
Yeah,
that's gentrification. Put you nice callback.
Canada's you down, wacky. Like,
you're
man.
Gay. I know. I'm depressed and gay.
It was wacky. I think the number. I've read this, and I've yet to find somewhere refuting this statistic. But last year in Canada, the fourth leading cause of death was government assisted suicide.
How do I get through to these kids?
I saw that. Yeah. When I was reading the update there, that like the amount of people that when they go to the doctor and ask about you, it's a very common thing to ask about.
Yeah, but you got to have two separate doctors sign off.
I've got a corn on my foot. Do you feel like killing yourself?
Hey, man, sometimes it's the easier solution.
So they're killing people. Where do they do it?
You didn't know about the maid?
No.
The government assisted suicide program.
Dr. Kevorkian.
This is crazy.
It's a huge. You don't read Canadian news anymore. You're just off of it.
You guys remember?
Oh, it's like the biggest thing. It's made it down here. Like everybody makes fun of it here now.
Wow.
Yeah. What's that, Dr. Kevorkian?
Yeah,
remember that dude?
Of course.
Yeah.
Hero. Dr. Death.
Dr. Death. Yeah, he's the he came up his little apparatus. Yes. Lethal injection. That's what they use for lethal.
Dude, there's a guy in Mississauga near where we're from who just got charged with 14 counts of murder because he was running a website where he was selling. There's this additive that you add to like smoked meats or something, or like some sort of meat curing process, which in small amounts is just used to cure meats, but in large amounts can kill you. And so he's just been selling lethal doses to people all over the world. So all these kids were like buying it from him and killing themselves. Wow. And he's like, I'm just selling a thing you can buy.
Wow.
But he was selling it for people to kill himself, and they just charged him with 14 counts of murder. But he's like, you can buy this shit. Christ. Like, it's not like some illegal thing. You can
is
buy
it meats.
It's just like a preservative or something for
Lev
meats.
Wants smoked meats.
Now Lev's going to die from eating too many immunity. Of the meat. Yeah. You've been eating too much of the meat.
Why doesn't he just tell the jury, guys, I don't want any beef?
Yeah. It's mainly because of the meat. Remember that?
No.
Dominion. The old grocery stores. Yeah, the Metro Dominion. Now. But Dominion used to be, it's mainly because of the meat. That was their catchphrase song.
Was before my time.
I'm getting tired, too.
We're going to wrap this up shortly. All right. Thanks, Maurice.
Fuck yeah, Maurice.
Yeah, bro.
Maurice, everybody. All right, we're going to wrap this up very shortly because we got to get out of here soon anyways. How you doing there? Thank you for coming on, Aaron. I've been asking you to come on many times.
Dude, so I'm glad.
Thank you for making it happen.
Late.
I know, you got to drive
this
home.
This is a really
right?
fun show.
Sodium nitrite is what it is.
Berg's going to drive home to South Carolina tonight.
Why? What's there?
Racism?
Don't make me explain this.
Freedom?
What's there?
Cumbia.
Oh,
he's moving there.
Oh, I'm going back.
He's going. He's moving. Just, it's a fucking joke. Jesus Christ.
South Carolina.
Yeah.
Oh, Cumbia moved there.
Carolina. Yeah. Hello.
Where would you live if you had your druthers?
If I had my what?
Druthers.
The fuck is that?
Choice.
Druthers.
Yeah.
Druthers with a D.
I would. I'd live in Greenwich Village.
Anywhere in the world?
Yeah. I love New York.
Where would you live? Where are you from, caller?
Oh no, I'm calling from Texas. I mean.
Oh, this is us.
I live in the queer. Yeah, queer capital of Texas. I live in Austin.
Austin. Lev loves it down there.
Yeah,
now we know why.
I did say in the chat, that guy trying to open his diner, like, hey, fine, busy. I used to be a cook. I'll cook.
Here we go. We're putting.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, we're going
to. I might hire you.
I ain't serving no queers.
This show's like LinkedIn for racists. We're just matching people up.
No one's racist. He said queers. That's homophobic.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I misspoke.
What do you cook? What's your favorite thing to make?
I got lazy. I mean, I just
mac and cheese.
Dude, this is your job interview, dude. Veggies. Don't fucking say that,
dude. You're bombing the job interview.
Oh, I mean, bro, we talking brunch?
Brunch,
brunch.
Let's go. I can cook a brunch of shit.
Can you poach eggs?
Yeah, bro. I can absolutely poach eggs. I know the proper technique.
Do you use vinegar?
Little vinegar. Put them on a spoon in the boiling water.
Do you spin the water?
He's like, vinegar? Oh, yeah, we can let him in if you want.
You let in whoever you want. I'm just the cook.
No, we don't allow those here.
Vinegar,
Japanese.
Vinegar. Whatever Vinny's you want. I don't care what he is.
Hey, those black folks belong to Vinny.
Vinny Wop. Vinny Tranny.
All right. This was the last show of 2023. I mean, maybe ever.
Because y'all were speaking about Asians earlier, which is what I was calling in about. But yeah, I can also do that Japanese Omuruchi type of style omelet.
Dude, you know what? I was literally just watching a YouTube video yesterday about how this is my new project, is how to make one of those omelets. Those Japanese.
Yeah, get to it, Danny. Figure it out.
They're the one, there's like a football, and they're like perfectly smooth with no wrinkles. Yeah. And the way they make them, but they're like soft and runny on the inside. It's like a Japanese omelet, but they're hard. Like, degree of difficulty to make is hard.
Yeah. And they throw it over a bed of rice, and then they throw it over a bed of rice.
We have an ancient tradition.
Honestly, that's my next thing. I'm going to learn how to make
them. Slaves make them.
I want to learn how to make them. No, they're too hard for kid slaves.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, you got to be.
I'm too hard for kid slaves.
So we were. I called in to give my two cents about this whole zipperhead etymology talk.
Yep.
Two cents, you said.
One of the other theories behind the term zipperhead is. This is about to be kind of like Django, DiCaprio, Mr. Candy type explanation, but if you look at the skull on the inside, on the backside of an Oriental,
they are missing one extra brain cell.
They all got a little built-in calculator right in the back there.
It's an abacus, right?
So, their eyes look like they're zipped shut.
I think this explanation also came out from the Korean War, just because there's just, I mean, that's where the term dink came from. It referred to the Chinese communists
who were running in, like, no waves.
Better slurs for Jews.
But the thing with dink, like, somebody wrote in a journal, like, one of the troops. He wrote, like, yeah, we stacked these things 6 feet high once you're done with your attacks, because they were, like, in the middle of winter, and they couldn't dig into the soil, so to make, you know, instead of sandbags. The one with zipperhead is in the back of the Oriental skulls. They have a pronounced suture so that when they get headshotted, it looked like a zipper opened up from, like, the top of their blown-out head.
Nice. Like,
all right.
Yeah.
All right,
y'all also talked about aging differences amongst the different subspecies. I think Big J made this joke, but yeah, Asian women, they like maintain figure, but like overnight somehow when they're like 6 years old, they like turn into like an orangutan face with the wrinkles.
Big J said that. Let's give him credit for that.
An orangutan face.
It might have been him where I heard on
both. All right.
And then the other slur that
y'all were talking about because y'all find it fun.
We do.
Y'all know like all the different acronyms that they have. Y'all, all the different acronyms they have for like vehicles. Like for instance, Ford. The acronym is Found on Road Dead or Fix or Repair Daily.
I like Fucker Only Runs Downhill.
Yeah. That's comic.
That's a new one. Never heard it. Y'all know
Mitchell Walters.
Y'all know what
his closer. He would do all the car acronyms. It was that was his closer. Like yeah. 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That.
What?
Wait. Yeah. Bird.
Fix it again, Tony.
Yeah.
Do Mitsubishi. Go ahead.
Did he do Pontiac? Did he do Pontiac?
What was Pontiac? Tell me, and I'll tell you if he did it.
So it refers to.
Poor the, old
people
and,
with melanated
yeah.
skin
thinks it's a it, Cadillac. It
yes, poor I see that old,
poor
it's
old
a Cadillac.
Edward thinks it's a Cadillac. Yeah, he did it.
Yeah.
Black guy?
Yeah. No, yeah, he was Mitchell. Before. Mitchell yeah. Walters. He was like, he used to hang out with Sam Kinison and stuff, was one of those like bad guy. But then he was just like some road hack up here in New York. The guy was an asshole.
That can happen. All right. And, thanks, dude. All
right, thanks. And then the last yeah, okay. blur, the last blur is, it's for white people. And me personally, I think there's only one slur that actually hurts white people's feelings, and it's like I've seen all the videos,
it's like, and it's mixed,
like creating all the list different. No, the one word is can like change the behavior and mood of a black person. Now combine that one word with lover, and call somebody white. That word,
white nigger.
Whoa.
No. And
lover.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, no, he's just like, yeah, I'll test them all out. How many guesses do I have?
I mean, look.
I guess Gio can say it.
Can he?
I guess. Can, according to the black,
the laws black of New York. All right. Thank you, caller.
I used to say it in Alabama, too.
I bet you did. That has been the final Bathhouse of 2023, guys. Tell
and
people
2024.
Where they, and 2024. That was the final episode of the Bathhouse ever. We're going out on tap. Tell people where they can find you.
I'm
going
to type my name into the chat right now.
Go just follow all these people's YouTubes and all that stuff.
Go
and
hit subscribe.
Yeah, go hit subscribe. That's actually the best way. Just go put them right in the chat.
What'd you do?
Go hit subscribe on my channel.
Do you have a YouTube channel?
And we go Kirk? Live. Nice.
What's your YouTube channel?
So go over there, become a channel member, do all that kind of stuff.
Me? I don't know. Aaron Berg Comedy.
Well, I'll link,
is my
I'll link it
channel.
Below. I'll link it all below.
Aaron Berg Comedy is my YouTube channel.
Go follow.
Check out my live.
Oh,
dates.
We got a call from Vietnam.
Oh. Oh my God.
Okay, we got to pick this up. This is going to cost me so much money. Holy shit.
Why?
I pay by the minute. Hello.
Yay, what's good? Calling from Vietnam.
What's up, man?
Just want to say thank you guys real quick. Just want to say thank you guys for putting out all the content. I live out in Southeast Asia now. So
where
I
are you in Vietnam?
All the time.
In the shit, man.
You're in Dalat?
Yeah.
I've been there.
Should have shot your ass in Da Nang
that's
when
the,
I had
that's
the chance.
Right. That's the place where they make all the suits, down. Right?
Oh, what?
Is that the place where they make all the suits?
I don't know.
I've been to Dalat for sure.
But it's like a little farm town up in the mountains.
Nice.
What are you doing up there?
Killing Charlie.
I left the States in 2018 and then just ended up finding my wife out here and stayed.
Fugitive from justice.
Finding her, i.e. purchased.
I didn't kill my wife!
That's cool. So you live in Dalat?
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's badass.
You guys
man.
Are married.
And, yeah, it's pretty nice.
You is Dalat the one that's all like French influence?
Out here.
Is that the one that's all French influence out there? Like all the architecture
actually,
and stuff?
Yeah. It was found. Yeah, Dalat was found by a Frenchman.
Yeah. I've been there.
Supposedly, no people even found this place before. Like a Frenchman found this place before Vietnamese, supposedly.
Yeah, before
the Vietnam War, the French were all occupied in there. I'm reading a big book on this right now.
Yeah,
but this guy lives in a parking lot.
Do you have ox? Weird looking oxen.
So what's your favorite part of Vietnam, man?
Oh, yeah. They're all over the streets near the farm.
How many scooters do you have?
For sure, at least two. Well, at least one.
I got two.
Yeah,
scooters is the only way to get around.
How trans are you?
Not trans.
Isn't that what? Thailand with the ladies?
That's Thailand. And the trans women there are beautiful.
In Thailand?
Well, and the actually, cocks are so small. I've never seen a...
it's barely anything. It's like
I've never seen a trans person in Vietnam, actually.
Nice. But I'm moving from the front, right?
I know what you mean, man.
They trick you, Guaylo.
That's how you know they're good. Never, no, never noticed a trans person.
Never noticed one. But I have had some good blowjobs with beardy chins.
It's like all the girls just want to do anal out
the
here.
Trans people.
They never want to.
Go ahead.
Some of the trans people in Thailand, you're like, what the heck? I can't believe this.
Oh, they're amazing. They're like the top trans people. Because they're also effeminate.
That's where he's going for his bachelor party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Top shelf trans.
Top shelf. No, I'm not into them, but they are.
Johnny Walker Blue.
They are objectively the best looking of them because they're already like very feminine features to begin with.
All fun and games until you see her Peking duck.
Johnny Glover.
Hey, honey, how you do?
Well, thank you for calling in. You're officially probably the first person to call in from Asia. So
nice.
Thank you for supporting.
Yeah, I'm your one Vietnamese demographic on the charts there.
Fuck yeah! Well, I love Vietnam. It's one of my favorite countries I've ever been to. So I mean, you're not Vietnamese.
People like Vietnam.
It's awesome.
People love it, man.
It's awesome. Awesome place. You're near like Ha Long Bay, right?
What's up, man?
You're near. Is that you can go to? You're close to Ha Long Bay.
Nice.
How's the heroin out there?
No, I actually haven't been there yet.
Oh, you should go.
How long bay is what I say when my wife's taking a while to get ready.
How long, bay?
Come on, how long, bay?
We have reservations.
All day long, I wait for you, bitch. Right now,
they have the largest cave in the world here.
What is it, your mother pussy?
Recently found, too.
Oh, really? That's cool. How are they just finding caves?
Yeah, the largest cave in the world is here in Vietnam. And it was kind of discovered like in the early 90s or late 80s. And then they just knew about it. And then, some foreign guy was like, hey, let's go check, let's go find that spot that that guy talked about.
And they did.
And, it's pretty interesting.
All right.
And luckily they keep the place clean. Like you got to spend thousands of dollars and book a trip like months in advance to even go to that cave.
Interesting. All right, cool. Well, maybe one day, maybe we'll go caving.
It's like French napkin.
All right, thanks, dude. Thanks for calling in. We got to wrap this up.
Peace.
What time is in Vietnam?
What time is in Vietnam? It's probably like 9 a.m. there or something. It's early
war
morning.
Time.
Yeah, it's war time. All right, everybody, that has been your show, final show of 2023. Shout out to our lovely producer, Johnny Glover, the Southern Lover. Thank you to The Stand for having us every week, even though we were such a pain in the ass. Shout out to all these lovely comedians, Ari Shaffir and Derek Drescher, who joined us. We will be back next week in 2024 with an all-new episode of The Bathhouse. Have a happy new year, everybody.
Happy new
Good
year.
Night. Peace. My shit heroic, empathic abilities, yeah, my face be also stolen. Bleep, blow up, nigga, that just means I'm working. They see me as a leader, so that's why I'm Captain Kirkin'. These tracks from the stars, that much is for certain. You can feel this hit if you up or if you hurt. I'm raising my stock, not talking my feet in some Birkin. Number Johnny 5, got a fucking short circuit. Bring the track to life when I spit phenomenon. When I hit, she feel that shit in her abdominals. These rappers make me laugh like comic view, they comic me. You know I got a ball out, I hit the track running just like Sonic do. They don't wanna turn on my light switch, yeah. They was trying to get me on my hype shit, yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch, yeah. And they trying to down me up some KO type shit, yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch, yeah. Now we pulling up fresh on some flight shit, ah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch, yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch, They don't wanna turn on my light switch, yeah. They was trying to get me on my hype shit, yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch, yeah. And they trying to down me up some KO type shit, yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch, yeah.